This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Joy 94.9. Hump Day Crew Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac, the best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au. Ma chambre a la forme d'une cage.
The world a hug, one country at a time. It's time for Global Community.
With the gay games in Cologne, Germany, still about a year away in 2010, we're already studying about what's going to be happening in 2014. Cleveland, Ohio in the USA has won the bid for 2014, and to tell us more about it, joining me on the line right now is Mike Riedinger. Mike, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Adam. It's a pleasure to be here.
Could you start off by telling me a little bit how you're involved with the bid for Cleveland to host the gay games?
I'd be happy to. I am the president of the Cleveland Synergy Council, which is the advisory board to the Cleveland Synergy Foundation, the organization that is actually responsible for having written the presentation and proposal to secure the gay games bid to Cleveland, Ohio in 2014. I'm a volunteer with that organization, and there are a large pool of us that have been involved in this project for quite a few months now.
Could you explain to us a little bit about the bid process?
Yes, the bid process is rather involved. It kicks off several years in advance of the games being awarded to the bidding city. And on September the 29th of 2009, Cleveland was selected to be the host for the 2014 gay game. So as you can see, we're already almost 5 years away, and we've already picked the host. The process actually begins about a year in advance of that, when the request for proposals is sent out by the Federation of Gay Games. And typically, a large pool of cities will apply in the initial go-around. And as the process matures, more and more cities either cease to pursue the bid or are eliminated for one reason or another. And in this case, we got down to the final presentations in Cologne, Germany, during the Federation of Gay Games annual meeting in Cologne, Germany. And the finalist cities were Cleveland, Ohio, Boston, Massachusetts, and Washington, D.C., all U.S. cities.
What does this mean for Cleveland to be hosting the games?
Oh, it's an enormous event for Cleveland. It has done a number of things for the city, even just now. It has truly unified our community. It has brought people together from all walks of life, from the athletic communities, from the civic world, the mayor's office and city council, and the county government structure has all gotten involved. It's brought together business leaders from our hotel industry and from our convention and visitors bureau industries, and it has brought together two great Ohio cities, both Cleveland plus Akron, Ohio, which is our sister city in the games process, about 45 minutes away from Cleveland. We're both hosting the gay games in part, and it's brought together gay community and straight community. It has brought together people of diverse races and cultures, and that's just what's happened so far. Once we start to get closer to the games, what we're going to get is an enormous economic impact for the city. We estimate that there will be more than 12,000 participants in our games, and we estimate that the total number of spectators in the course of the week of events will be over 100,000 people. And the most important part of all of that is that it will not only allow us to showcase our great city, but it will also create economic impact for the city and the whole region of the state in excess of probably $80 million.
Wow.
And that is an enormous impact. And then there's the, I guess we'll call it the socio-political impact that's happening. Cleveland is located in the state of Ohio in the U.S. here, and it is a rather conservative part of the United States. And Cleveland itself is a very progressive city when it comes to social and political issues. But the state and the region itself are not as much. What we're seeing already happening is that both Cleveland and Akron are becoming even more and more accepting and embracing of diverse communities as a result of the publicity and awareness that's being generated in the community around the Gay Games coming in 2014. And we have already seen a number of progressive changes. The city of Cleveland allows domestic partners to register in the city. The state of Ohio has passed an anti-discrimination law to protect gay, lesbian, and transgendered folks in the state. And just yesterday, the city of Cleveland passed a transgender protection law, which is a further indication of the progressive direction that our social, political environment is moving in. So it's really an exciting time here. And our hope is, and certainly this has been a part of the Federation of Gay Games choice in selecting Cleveland, is that we are really looking to create change in Northeast Ohio, in both Cleveland and Akron and the entire region. And we hope that our voices will be heard throughout the entire state, and that by the time the Gay Games get here in 2014, who knows, the state of Ohio may even allow gay marriages or gay civil unions or something really progressive.
And that's a very interesting point, because some people might go, why not choose a gay-friendly city that's more known in America, maybe New York or San Francisco or somewhere like that? But when you look at what the Gay Games is all about, choosing somewhere like Cleveland is a great idea.
Yes, clearly the Federation looked at Boston and Washington and saw that these are very progressive cities already and in very progressive areas. Well, in the case of Massachusetts, in a very progressive state, and the District of Columbia is also very progressive. They felt that by bringing the games to Cleveland, Ohio, they could create the greatest amount of change in our society, and I think that really speaks well to the founder of the Gay Games, Dr. Tom Waddell's vision about creating change for gays, lesbians, transsexuals, and their allies. And so I think that the choice of Cleveland was a brilliant choice, and our hope is that our governmental leaders will follow along with this vision and help create a climate here in Cleveland, Ohio, and in Akron, Ohio, and hopefully in the entire state that mirrors some of the more progressive regions of the country.
Mike, has there been certain individuals or groups that have been instrumental in Cleveland winning this bid in 2014?
Yes. The entire communities of Cleveland plus Akron have been behind this movement from the moment it gained full traction when Cleveland was awarded finalist status. But in particular, none of this would have happened for Cleveland plus Akron and the state of Ohio if it weren't for the founders of the Cleveland Synergy Foundation, Doug Anderson and his life partner, Jeff Axberg, and Brian Cavalier. And the three of them had the vision and the tenacity to stick with this project and bring it to fruition. And of course, they've had the support of the entire Synergy Council, a group of 30 men and women from diverse backgrounds and cultures who have been enormous supporters of the movement. We've had great support from funders, but primarily we'd like to say thank you to our civic leaders, Mayor Frank G. Jackson from the city of Cleveland and Mayor Dom Pasqualic from the city of Akron, and our county executives, our city council members, and a lot of our state leaders have been enormous backers of this movement and have helped us get to the point we're at today.
So although the games aren't until 2014, I'm sure the work probably starts now.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we are in the midst of an enormous planning project. Part of the structure of the putting on the Gay Games, it's pretty well documented how to do it the best way. The Federation of Gay Games has a very long history. This will be, this will be something that they've done before, and they're being very clear to us on how we can best do it. And so our organizational team is working very closely with them, working off their red books that they have that explain how the cultural and sporting events should go on, following very closely along with what needs to happen for both opening and closing ceremonies. So we are in the process now of writing a project plan that will allow us to show the Federation how Cleveland intends to put on the Gay Games. Our goal in doing this, and this is no slight to anybody who's done it in the past, and that includes Cologne doing it next year in 2010, our goal is to put on the best Gay Games ever in 2014 when they're here in Cleveland, Ohio.
Can you give us any early insights on how Cleveland will put its own personal flavor into the Games?
The theme for Cleveland 2014 Gay Games is My Games Rock. And as you may know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum, the one and only Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum, is located here in Cleveland, Ohio. And we feel very strongly that that gives us a strong and unusual brand to market for this. So My Games Rock is our theme, and we will stick to that theme. We're going to have our opening and closing ceremonies in the Cleveland Brown Stadium, which is a very large open-air stadium right on our lakefront. We're going to, for our athletes and participants and the spectators, we're going to offer what is called Synergy Village, which will be located right next door to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it's going to be kind of like an Olympic-style athletes village that will offer international flavors of food. It will offer a meeting place. It'll offer a centralized place for us to honor our winners of our different events by having medal ceremonies there. We'll be able to have a number of entertainment events there. We'll also offer an opportunity for our athletes to have a private area where they can go and mingle with each other and perhaps have a swap meet where they exchange gifts with each other. We'll also have a real centralized game. One of the things that will make our games very successful is that in Akron and in Cleveland, all the events that are going to be held there are going to be within a very, very close range. So in many cases, our athletes will be able to walk everywhere that they need to go in order to enjoy the games. And at the time of year that we're going to be hosting the games in August, it's a beautiful time of year in Cleveland, Ohio. The weather is just perfect.
Mike, it definitely sounds like 2014 is sure to rock in Cleveland. I can't wait, and it's 5 years away. But thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to us today.
You're very welcome, Adam, and please come join us in Cologne in 2010 and in Cleveland in 2014.
Will do, Mike. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Adam.
That was Mike Redinger from Cleveland, Ohio, telling us about the 2014 Gay Games and what we can expect. Sounds like it's going to rock. Here's a song we'd like to dedicate to Cleveland. It's Janet Jackson and Rock With You.
I want to rock with you.
You're listening to The Hump Day Crew here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Hump Day Crew Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac. The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys are better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.